Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Today, Republican leaders in Indiana unveiled an amendment to that state's new Religious Free Restoration Act that critics said would have allowed discrimination against gays and lesbians if left unchanged. The amendment would prohibit servers from using the law as a legal defense for refusing to provide services, goods, facilities, or accommodations. A conference committee will now consider the changes. The Indiana House and Senate would have to approve them before they go to Governor Mike Pence. But there is a lot of pressure from many quarters, including the sports world. Let's bring in Mike Pesca, Here and Now sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. So, Mike, remind people, which organizations have spoken out against this?
Well, most of them, to different degrees. Now, the NCAA has led the charge, and that's probably because all eyes are on the NCAA. The Final Four is in Indianapolis. Next year, women's Final Four will be. The entire organization is based there, and Mark Emmert, the head of the NCAA, was blistering in his criticism. The owners of the local teams, the Colts and the Pacers, have come out sort of saying we believe in diversity. Pacers owner Herb Simon said the Pacers, the Fever, that's the WNBA team that he owns, and the Bankers Life Fieldhouse have the strongest possible commitment to inclusion and non-discrimination on any basis. Jim Irsay of the Colts said a similar thing. Now, it should be said that Mike Pence, the governor of Indiana, in essentially defending the law, said we believe in diversity. But like I said, the NCAA was really strong in not just saying we believe in diversity, in saying Indiana changed this law.
Well, and the Final Four will generate $70 million for the city's economy there in Indianapolis. So some pressure there. But this has happened before. In 1990, then NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue threatened to move the 1993 Super Bowl out of Arizona if that state didn't recognize Martin Luther King Jr. Day. They didn't. The voters turned it down. The NFL moved. But then later, last year, when Arizona Governor Jan Brewer vetoed a bill that would have allowed businesses to deny service to gays and lesbians, the same kind of bill, the Super Bowl was played there. So it feels as if the sports world has gotten results.
Okay, couple things.
Yeah.
One, Tagliabue changed the Super Bowl with 3 years' notice. The Arizona situation was supposed to happen, I guess. I mean, it's a logistic impossibility for the NFL or this year for the NCAA to pull up stakes. Doesn't mean that people within the sports world don't feel this issue. Reggie Miller, greatest Pacer, Indiana Pacer of all time, he came out against it. The coaching staff of UConn are not going to the Final Four. Now, UConn didn't make the NCAA tournament this year, but it says something. But I really think it's dollars and cents. I think the sports world is just looking where society is on this issue and saying we don't even have to be in the vanguard. We just don't want to upset our customer base by seeming to do business with this state where so many people are against this law. It's, you know, they're just trying to make the most money they can to some extent. And being on the side of this law, pro this law, they perceive as being a bad business decision.
Last night, I heard your colleague, sports writer Charlie Pierce, say if both NASCAR and Walmart disagree with you, and meaning some when taking a conservative position, you probably are on the wrong side of something. I mean, this is pressure.
Yes, and the Walmart thing became because Arizona was considering a similar law, and their governor there said they wouldn't sign it. But yeah, I mean, there's something of a bellwether. Like, once you've lost NASCAR, perhaps you've lost Middle America. But again, it shows all those businesses are businesses. And I would say that the sports world is acting, this is a phrase by Bruce Arthur, like a thermometer. Society's on the one side, sports world wants to be on that same side.
Mike Pesca, Here Now sports analyst and daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com, but also hosting Wait, Don't Tell Me this weekend. We will tune in for that, Mike. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.